Welcome to Hack the Entrepreneur, the show which reveals the fears, habits, and inner battles behind big-name entrepreneurs and those on their way to joining them. Now here is your host, John Naster.
Welcome back to Hack the Entrepreneur. I am so happy you decided to stop by today. I am your host, John Naster, but you can call me Johnny. My guest today has a passion for assisting small business owners and entrepreneurs in starting and protecting their businesses. Alongside her husband, she pioneered the business filings industry with MyCorporation.com in 1997, while they were still both in law school. A Fortune 500 company acquired MyCorporation.com in 2005, which allowed her to retire at the young age of 30. Being an entrepreneur, she hated being retired and soon grew restless. So her and Phil founded Corpnet.com. Corpnet prepares and files the documents necessary to start a new business in any state or county in the U.S. and sends alerts to up-and-coming businesses when annual reports and other business filings are due. My guest companies combined have helped more than 100,000 corporations and LLCs get started. Now, let's hack Nelly Eckelp. I want to thank today's sponsor, FreshBooks, for making my life easier. What is the one thing that I am no good at? I am horrible at staying on top of my bookkeeping and accounting for my business. But now, rather than losing the receipts and handing my accountant this giant, messy box of papers, FreshBooks has this amazing app for my iPhone and lets me instantly just take pictures of receipts and sort them by touching a couple buttons. FreshBooks is designed for small business owners like you and me. FreshBooks integrates directly with three things that I use every single day in my business: PayPal, Stripe, and MailChimp. To start your 30-day free trial today, go to freshbooks.com/hack. And don't forget to enter Hack the Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Welcome back to another episode of Hack the Entrepreneur. Today, we have an extra special guest. Nelly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me, John.
Absolutely my pleasure. Let's jump straight into this, shall we?
Absolutely.
Nelly, as an entrepreneur, can you tell me what is the one thing that you do that you feel has been the biggest contributor to your successes so far?
I think my authenticity in the way I do business really has been the single most differentiator for us as a company in a very competitive industry, and what is the reason for our success to date.
Really? And is this something you had to work on, or is this looking back being like, yeah, it's just because we really are just authentic in the space?
You know, John, I'm a very genuine and authentic person, and I'm just a very nice person. And I think when I deal with people, whoever it is, whether it's my family, my colleagues, my loved ones, my friends, or people in business, I connect with them instantly because I take interest in what it is that they have to tell me about. And I'm very passionate about what I do. And it often comes off as such. Because every time I'm talking with somebody and I've just literally met them, they often tell me that I come off as very sincere and genuine. And I think that's something that's been born in me as an individual. I feel that when you're nice, it kind of is addicting. And oftentimes, maybe others can learn a thing or two from you. But in my opinion, doing right and being nice without expecting anything back takes you a long way in life and in business and in whatever you put your heart and set your mind to.
So well said. And you can't fake authenticity. It's just something you can't do.
No, you can't. That's one thing that you can't fake. And truly, you know, Corpnet, my company, came out during a very, very weird time in the business climate. We launched our company in 2009 after my non-compete ran out. after the sale of my previous company. And we started CorpNet during the height of the recession. And frankly, in a market which was completely saturated, and now hundreds of thousands of people offering similar services to what CorpNet provides. And in my opinion, what really made us stood out was, one, because I branded myself as a small business expert, having done this in the past multiple times, not hiding behind who the owner of the company was, and truly putting my voice out there as a small business influencer and someone who is truly passionate about small business and has this love for entrepreneurship and wanting to help other small business owners, entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, mompreneurs in blazing their own trail and making their own small business dreams into a reality.
Yeah. And you really, you don't hide behind it. Like, it's really you, like CorpNet Nelly, I believe is your Twitter handle.
Yes, it is. Like, it is.
It's, they're so closely aligned. That's awesome. So that's interesting though, too, because I know you sold mycorporation.com in 2005, and then you had a non-compete for 4 years. And as soon as that ran out, you competed again?
That is true. So we started
That's
by...
Awesome.
Thank you. So I actually got into owning my own business back in 1997, straight out of law school. After I graduated, I decided not to practice law. And my husband and I decided to start our first company out of our two-bedroom apartment. And we grew that company to where it was doing a substantial amount of sales. And we were blessed by the opportunity of being acquired in 2005 by Intuit. After the acquisition, we realized that we're entrepreneurs and we can't really be boxed in with our creativity. And after the acquisition, the business had kind of lost its entrepreneurial spirit and culture for us. So we decided to step down, take some time off, focus on our then growing children. And then in 2009, after our non-compete had ran out, we realized that we were too young, too passionate, too motivated, and frankly, too bored to take on an early retirement, and decided to start all over again from scratch with CorpNet.com, my new company.
I love it. I love it. And too bored. Just, but, and it's interesting because you're right. You're like, you're a mom of four children as well.
That is correct.
And you've now started two really impressive businesses amongst all that.
Yes.
So what was the thought process from law school to, like, I mean, you work, what, it's like 20 years almost of schooling from grade one all the way to the end of law school with the idea typically of becoming a lawyer, working for a firm and having a good quote unquote job. How do you, I'm going to start my own business. Here we go. After all of this training and all of this schooling, it's a bold step.
It is. For us, it was frankly because of the fact that we had too many student loans that we owed. And also the fact that after attending law school for 4 years for me and for my husband, 3 years, we graduated from different law schools. We realized that truly, although we loved going to law school, we didn't really have much in common with the profession. And we really didn't see ourselves practicing the profession. And keep in mind, you know, my husband is admitted to the State Bar of California and he does practice from time to time. But again, his true passion and love is entrepreneurship and being an entrepreneur and really creating something out of nothing and innovating. So, but for us, really, it was about the fact that going out of law school, we didn't really see the entry-level jobs after graduating law school supporting the type of lifestyle that we wanted to have. We're both only children and we wanted to have a big family. We love to travel. We love fine dining. We love enjoying ourselves. You know, we're not very, you know, meticulous about materialistic things, but we like to live comfortably. And frankly, for us, what was really important is not to also be boxed in with our creativity. And getting a job in a law firm wasn't going to jive with our dreams and aspirations. So we decided to create a business that at the time in 1997 was a really hot industry starting businesses online. There was really only three other players in the industry. So we thought, okay, let's come out with this idea and go for it. And we did, and knock on wood, it worked for us. And the exit was a huge blessing for us as well.
Yeah, I love it. And I mean, there's probably nothing like almost polar opposite of being an entrepreneur, I think, would be being a lawyer just in a firm. So I can see why you didn't want to be boxed in.
Well, you know, I think, you know, the whole idea of entrepreneurship to me is so exciting because really it's about going after your dreams and really spreading your wings as far as you can reach them out and not really being limited to what you can do. And for us, owning our own small business allows us to do that in addition to allowing us to see our four children grow and being able to, you know, balance being working parents and seeing our kids grow. And I think it also really sets the stage as to the message we're giving out to our children in that, you know, if you want a great life, if you want to see success, you got to work hard for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And not only are you going after your dreams, but you're also helping like thousands of other small business people go after their dreams, which is pretty amazing.
Yes. And that really for me is the exciting part because, you know, John, for me, I've made my mark in my opinion. I'm not done yet. And I'm continuing to innovate and continuing to build myself up as an entrepreneur. But at the end of the day, if I wanted to retire today, I could. And truly what keeps me going is the feeling that I get in helping another entrepreneur realize what their passion is and helping them bring their passion into a reality. And I do it daily and I love it. And that's what really gets me up to come to work. Because as a mom of four, especially and having a young one at home still, it's really hard to leave your kids at home, especially during the summertime and say, you know, mom's got to go to work. And for me, I really do love what I do. And truly, it's because of my love and passion for small business and entrepreneurship that gives me that excitement and zeal to come to work daily.
I love it. Okay, so at the beginning of the conversation, you told us your authenticity, your just real trueness of being interested in other people is your one big differentiator in business. So every blog post now, Nelly, talks about the 80-20 rule, right? Do 20%, get 80% of the results, do what you're good at, delegate the rest. Nelly, can you please tell me something that you are not good at in your business?
There's so many things I'm not good at. And I love the 80-20 rule because I often follow that rule in my business. And here's the bottom line. When you have a great team of people, in my opinion, great big companies are made by some of all of its parts. And as a leader, as a CEO, I'm great at many things, but I'm not as good as other things. And frankly, if I delegate those things to others who are great at it, then what happens at the end of the day is that it creates this automated way of having your company run like clockwork and everybody's happy. Because, for example, I hate bookkeeping. I literally do. But it's something that I have to do because you have to be close to your numbers as a small business owner. So for me, that's one type of tedious task that I'm not really great at and I don't like doing. So what I do is I delegate it to somebody who enjoys doing that. But I also have a system of checks and balances in place whereby I make sure it's done and it's done accurately. But at the same time, I don't have to do it and I don't have to hate my job while doing it so that I can focus on what I do best, which can bring even more traffic into our business and ultimately more sales.
Wow. So, so well said. And the whole focus of that answer seemed to be on having a great team. So I'm wondering, Nelly, is there something between mycorporation.com and then 4 years of not being the solo or the team behind it, and then to starting CorpNet. Was there something when you started CorpNet that immediately as you were starting or even before you were like, I have to delegate this part of my job that I did before because I'm not that good at it?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, for me as an individual, as a small business owner, as an entrepreneur, I've changed, I would say, 180 degrees from the time that I used to own my corporation. And now that I own CorpNet, I mean, with my corporation, my husband was truly the voice behind that company. He was our CEO with the old company. And I was more the operations gal and somebody who had a lot of active participation in the day-to-day aspects of the business, including, you know, in the sales department, managing our sales operations and even our document filing units with the old company. With this company today, my current company, CorpNet, I'm the CEO, I'm the brand, I'm the voice, and I'm really, really not involved in the day-to-day aspects of the business and running the actual day-to-day operations of the business. We have a general office manager who handles those tasks and oversees those tasks. My job is more of one who really sets the tone and the goals for the company, the vision, and really where the company is today and where we want to be within a year from now, within 5 years from now.
Nice. So that's interesting. And is that strictly because you have way more resources starting CorpNet than you did when you started my corporation? Or was it just literally something that you see way bigger growth if you just be sort of the brand face and like out there as the CEO?
Combination of things. I think back when we started our previous company, Phil and I were just fresh out of law school. We were much younger and we were truly new business owners, entrepreneurs, and we didn't know a lot. It was just kind of one of those, you know, learn as you go. Whereas with CorpNet, our current company, we're more seasoned. I mean, trust me, we still have a lot to learn and we learn daily and we still make mistakes and we learn from our mistakes. But I think it was just different timing for us back then versus now. And we're much older, much more seasoned, have thicker skin, have learned a thing or two, have made a ton of mistakes, have failed hundreds of thousands of times. And I think throughout the process of not only owning our previous company, MyCorp, but owning several companies in between, it really made us who we are today. And it's as a result and a compilation of everything we've done in the past as to who we are today. But we're very different. We're much more mature, in my opinion, much more seasoned as entrepreneurs. I think we're much more conservative and relaxed in the types of decisions we make and how we make a decision when it comes to the business and the ultimate, you know, lifetime of the business and where the business is going to go.
Yeah. And more seasoned and relaxed. I like that. And probably a lot more confident in yourselves. Like, you guys have done this and you're like acquired by Intuit is kind of probably something that really adds to the confidence behind you starting more businesses.
True, true. I mean, I think entrepreneurship is such a, you know, huge and widely used term. And for me, it's basically as a small business owner, you know, I've learned a lot. I failed. I've learned who my friends are. I've learned who is really your friend and who is there really for having an agenda or ulterior motive. I've become a lot more picky and selective as to who I associate with. I've learned that it's okay to say no and to nicely decline offers. And I've learned that as a small business owner, you know, and wanting to run a successful small business and be a career woman, you have to pick and choose your battles and you have to kind of accept certain things as it goes with the territory. Like, for example, for me, being a career mom and being a working mom, I don't have that free, you know, lifestyle of being able to socialize when I want, because I have this, you know, dedication to my team here and to my company. And I have a responsibility to my team. I have to run a business. So, you know, it's about picking and choosing your battles and being able to balance things and looking ahead and really deciding what's important for you. For me, it's important to have a career and be able to set a good example for my loved ones and my children and to leave a legacy behind.
Excellent. And okay, so in all of that, there was twice you've mentioned now hundreds of thousands, I believe you said, of failures. It's a lot of failures. And moving on, right?
Maybe I was exaggerating a little.
Of course. But it's such a big part of it, right? It's a big part of life in general. As human beings, right, as entrepreneurs, one of our greatest struggles is that fear of being wrong, making mistakes, and totally failing. Mm-hmm. So, Nelly, could you sort of walk us through how to fail in your business and not have it totally sideswipe you?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that in my opinion, failures in business are just opportunities to be seized. And to me, if you don't fail at one point or another in your lifetime, then I truly don't feel that you'll see that ultimate feeling and that ultimate true smell of success. And true success, in my opinion, comes from a plethora of failures and really, really making some bad choices and learning from them. And as a result, making the right choices in addition to working hard, rolling your sleeves up and really getting into it and really creating something out of nothing. And frankly, for us, we've had a ton of it and we're not done failing. And I'm not a perfect person. I'm just a human being. And I make mistakes as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, as a human being in my life. And frankly, not everything that I do is right. Oftentimes, I listen to my gut. I listen to my intuition. I listen to my instinct. And I tend to resonate with that when making a decision for my business, in addition to obviously looking at numbers and being granular about it. But we've made a ton of mistakes, especially in my current company, CorpNet. One of the biggest mistakes we made was doing what we thought was working for us back then in the current business. That was one of the biggest mistakes we made, you know? And immediately we changed our business models. Another mistake that we made was, frankly, not really relying on the brand and the voice that I had built in the community in this last 6 years that I've been in business, and paying a ton of money and throwing a ton of money on paid advertising. And our company was literally on the verge of being shut down. And frankly, we took a very bold and disruptive move and just shut down all paid advertising. Come to realize that not only it did nothing but increase our bottom line by 40%, but it didn't even decrease our traffic. It actually increased it, because all of our traffic was coming as a result of our social media efforts and our engagement and just our constant playing out there on the social mediums and engaging with our clients and word of mouth and repeat business. So we've made mistakes and we're probably going to make a ton more. And as a result, learn from them and become even more successful.
That's brilliant. I love it. Cut off all paid advertising and traffic doesn't change. Just your bottom line is there again. That's, wow. I like that. Okay, we're going to, you mentioned leaving a legacy. You mentioned making a mark. And I have this thing that I want to end on that I'm calling the entrepreneurial gap. It's something I think we deal with as entrepreneurs, where we do want to leave this mark. We do want to do big things. And we're constantly looking ahead into the future, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years. We're always pushing goals ahead of us. As we almost hit those goals, we set 5 or 10 loftier ones. You, Nelly, have done some really impressive things. You've had exits, which people always look for in their business. You've decided to start another very successful business with tons of failures along the way, but that's totally fine. And you've got to partner with your husband for the past like 16 years, I believe, which is amazing.
Yes.
But could I have you right now not look forward anymore and just stop, turn around and look at where you have come from, what you've learned, what you've accomplished, and just tell me how you feel about that.
I feel phenomenal. I feel happy. I feel blessed. I truly feel that I wouldn't change a minute or a second or change anything in my life. And I feel that had it not been for the path that I took and how my life turned out with everything that has happened to date, I wouldn't be where I am today. And frankly, I'm blessed and I'm very thankful for that.
Oh, that's awesome. And you absolutely should be, because you've done some really impressive things and I know you're going to go on and do some more. So in passing, Nelly, we've got to talk about you and your business, but could you specifically tell the listener where they can find out more about you and your business, please?
Absolutely. So for those of you interested in starting a business, whether it's setting up a sole proprietorship, partnership, incorporating your business, or setting up an LLC in any of the 50 states, feel free to reach out to me online or to my company at www.corpnet.com. Again, corpnet.com provides business filing services required for a variety of business needs, such as forming a corporation or an LLC, filing a fictitious business name, trademark search and registration services, and much more across all 50 states. In addition to those of you who already have an existing business and who want to keep their business in compliance, we can assist you with those services as well, in addition to much more. You can also follow me on Twitter at CorpNetNelly. I'm on Facebook under Nelly Acalp, and you can connect with me through LinkedIn or Google Plus. And I'm also on Pinterest. I'm basically all over and all of the major social mediums. And then I also have great videos on starting a business, managing a business on YouTube as well. And again, you can always reach out to me through email at info@corpnet.com.
Wow, that was awesome. And I know that if you're listening to this show, that you are either you own a business or you are thinking of starting your own business. And I know from my own inbox and the questions I get from listeners is so often about structuring a company and how to do it. So Nelly can absolutely help you. And I will link to CorpNet in the show notes so they're easy for you to find, and also all of Nelly's social media. So Nelly, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today, and please just keep doing what you're doing because it's really, really awesome and inspiring to watch.
Thank you so much, John, and it's been a pleasure talking with you today, and I really appreciate the opportunity to participate in your show.
You are very welcome. Nelly, thank you so much for joining me today. I really, really do appreciate it. And it was an awesome conversation. You have a great attitude on life and business, and I just love where we got to go a couple times there. So Nelly is a smart lady. Nelly has created a business and a market out of nowhere and had it acquired. At 30, she got to retire. Then, as we saw, actually heard in the conversation, she got bored, but she also had a non-compete agreement that kind of ran out. I like that twist to it. And then she went at it again, and she's super successful at it again. And I'm so happy I got to talk to her. Nelly is a brilliant entrepreneur, brilliant business mind, and just a really dedicated individual to her business and to her family and her life in general. Nelly said a lot of smart things. Nelly said a lot of things, didn't she, during that conversation? But she said one thing. She said that one thing. Did you get it? Did you hear it? Let's do it. Let's find the hack.
Our company was literally on the verge of being shut down. And frankly, we took a very bold and disruptive move and just shut down all paid advertising. Come to realize that not only it did nothing but increase our bottom line by 40%, but it didn't even decrease our traffic.
And that's the hack. Nelly. Yes, exactly. And to clarify first, before I get into this at all, this is not me saying you should cancel all paid traffic, because of course that's not the answer for everybody. What the answer is and what the hack is to, when things are getting bad, when things are not working, change them. Like, change them drastically. Change them in just bold, drastic ways like Nelly did, to see if that works. Right? What's the, like, the definition of insanity? The classic saying is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. I see so many business owners that they just keep, it's like, we've always bought this advertising, we've always paid this money, and our business is okay, but it could get better. It's like, well, have you ever tested not buying that advertising? Or have you tested to ensure that that advertising's actually working, or that putting this money here into, like, does growth or causes growth? It's something we end up just, I think, as humans and then as business owners, we get stuck in our ruts, right? We do the same things. It's habitual, and we just do it over and over, and we don't think about it until something happens. Like when Nelly says, oh, our business was doing horribly, like literally was going to just fail. They had to do something, and she did something and realized that, wow, 40% was just added to our bottom line. And that's awesome. And thank you, Nelly, for that, because bold things have to happen, and you should do them not just when you're about to go to business. You should think of these things and test everything and think of everything in your business that could be, sure, it's working okay, but maybe you can do something bold, and maybe the worst case scenario, you just go back to doing exactly what you were doing and you're right where you were. Worth a shot always. So Nelly, thank you so much for that. All right. Well, that wraps us up for another episode. It was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I want to do something I haven't done in quite a while. If you've made it to this point, I would love to hear where you are. I'd love to see where you are. My cell phone. Don't phone me. You can. I won't answer it. I'm terrible. Sorry. I don't even answer my mom when she calls. I'm terrible at answering the phone, but I love texts. So I have an iPhone. If you have an iPhone, you could message me from anywhere in the world. It's free. You can even send pictures. Area code 807-472-5290. That's 807-472-5290. Send me a picture where you are listening. I'd love to see. Or just send me a message. Tell me where you're at. I'd love to chat with you. And that's the one. Do it. I would love to hear from you. It's been a while since I've done this, and it's cool when I was doing it before and people were getting texts from all over the world, and it was really, really cool. So please, just take the time. Come on. It's one text message. You can do it. All right. Thank you so much again. I hope you know that I do truly, truly appreciate it. And please, until next time, keep hacking the entrepreneur.